Freed American hostage David Jacobson appealed today for the release of the remaining captives in Lebanon, saying those guys are in hell and we've got to get them home. Jacobson made his remarks as he arrived at Wiesbaden, West Germany, accompanied by Anglican Church envoy Terry Waite, who worked to gain his release. And Waite says his efforts will continue. Jacobson had a checkup at the Air Force Hospital in Wiesbaden, and Hospital Director Colonel Charles Maffitt says he's doing well.
Although Mr. Jacobson is tired, our initial impression is that he is physically in very good condition. It also seems that he has dealt with the stresses of his captivity extremely well.
Although Jacobson criticized the U.S. government's handling of the hostage situation in a videotape made during his captivity, today he thanked the Reagan administration and said he was darn proud to be an American. The Reagan administration had little to say today about the release of Jacobson or the likelihood that other hostages may be freed. Boarding Air Force One in Las Vegas, the president said there's no way to tell right now. We've been working on that. We've had heartbreaking disappointments. Mr. Reagan was in Las Vegas campaigning for Republican candidate Jim Santini, who's running behind Democrat Harry Reid. In Mozambique today, a new president was chosen to replace Samora Machel, who died in a plane crash 2 weeks ago. NPR's John Madison reports.
The choice of the 130-member Central Committee of the ruling Frelimo Party was announced on Mozambique radio this evening. He is Joaquim Chissano, Mozambique's foreign minister and number three in the party. Chissano, who is 47, was prime minister of the nine-month transitional government that preceded independence from Portugal in 1975. He negotiated the transfer of power with Portugal.